Five diplomats from Pakistan and five from India are back in their home countries today after being expelled over the weekend. India expelled Pakistan's acting high commissioner in New Delhi and four aides. It accused them of providing money to Kashmiri separatists fighting to end Indian rule in the country's only Muslim-majority state. Pakistan denies the accusations and retaliated by expelling the acting Indian High Commissioner and four of his associates. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in New Delhi. How serious is this?
It's a little difficult to tell at this point, Bob. It's hard to see how relations could get much worse short of war. Both India and Pakistan formally withdrew their ambassadors over a year ago after the December 2001 attack on the Indian parliament, which left 14 people dead. India blamed Pakistan-backed militants for the attack on parliament. Pakistan denied the charge, but direct flights between the two countries were halted. They've not resumed, and more than a million troops massed on the border. And for a while, it looked as if the two nuclear-armed neighbors might fight a fourth war. They've already fought three since independence, two of them over Kashmir. The U.S. helped defuse the last crisis. They got Pakistan's President Musharraf to promise to halt infiltration of militants into Indian-controlled Kashmir. In exchange, the Indians ratcheted back on their war rhetoric and pulled back some of those troops from the border a few months ago. But now it seems both sides are engaging in another round of rhetorical saber-rattling and symbolic gestures, such as today's expulsions, but there's no talk, not yet anyway, of returning troops to the border.
Why now?
That's also unclear, though it's possible that India's accusations against acting High Commissioner Jalani are true, and that he did in fact pass money to the separatists, either directly or indirectly. Mr. Jalani, of course, denies this, but it's also possible that the Indians are simply trying to send a message both to Pakistan and to the international community, especially the U.S. India says infiltration of militants across the line of control into Indian-controlled Kashmir, which dropped sharply after President Musharraf's speech last year, started climbing again a few months after that speech, and Western officials basically agree. So the Indians may simply be trying to increase pressure on Pakistan's President Musharraf to make good on his pledge and to increase pressure on the U.S. to remind him, to persuade him, to pressure him into doing so as they essentially did last year.
The real test of these infiltrations will come in the next couple of months, isn't spring, when cross-border violations increase?
And that's right. Infiltration tends to be lower in the winter, when many of the mountain passes used by these militants are blocked by snow. In the spring, the number usually rises dramatically. And if it does again this year, I think the Indians will demand that Musharraf do something. And of course, the Indians know that the U.S. will have to pay attention. It won't want any distractions at a time when it could already be involved in a war in Iraq. Of course, a war between India and Pakistan always has the potential to escalate into a nuclear exchange as well, and that, of course, is something the U.S. doesn't want to see at any time, no matter what's going on in Iraq or anywhere else.
What's been the reaction to these expulsions within India and Pakistan?
There was a mixed reaction in the leading newspapers here in New Delhi. The Hindustan Times welcomed the move and said it was further proof of Pakistan's desperation and isolation for its support for militants at a time when Washington is upping the ante in the global war on terrorism. But other papers here had a different and a more cautious take. The Hindu said the global community is weary of the mean-spirited spats that India and Pakistan indulge in, and that cutting back on diplomats doesn't bode well when there's hardly any other channel of direct communication between the two countries. Now, that's a reference to the fact that all rail, air, and bus links were severed at the beginning of last year. On the Pakistani side, the Daily Times accused India of playing a dangerous game by expelling the Pakistani diplomats, but added almost ruefully that while the world can see the Indian policy as a ruse, it is also skeptical about Pakistan because of our generally negative international image. That's according to the Daily Times. No one buys our line, the paper went on, that we are not doing any cross-border mischief in Kashmir. And I think that pretty much sums up the situation here. India may be simply harassing Pakistan, yes, but at the same time, nobody really believes Pakistan when it says infiltration is stopped, and nobody really believes that Pakistan has stopped supporting the militant groups in Kashmir either.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in New Delhi.